Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to play this out. I didn't get a chance to do it on Wednesday. I'm going to go ahead and play it out for you. This is us at the protest. The beginning of when we had counter-protest, and of course, they did their best to jam us, but we had the megaphone, so check this out, folks. Check it out.
This county shouldn't be happening. This is the most conservative county in the state of Minnesota. We're the rest of the men. There's 101 churches in this community that have stood down in the face of what's going on here. This is illegal every step of the way. And if you've got kids, let me ask you, what would you do if someone even looked at your kids the wrong way?
Take them out of the church.
This is church. This is America, brother. Don't start giving your ACLU communistic ideology when you have no idea what you're talking about. This is church right here. Protestant has meetings, protesting. And we're out here telling all these people what you, what those corporations are doing. They're making fun of you. They're looking at you. They call you a useful idiot. That's what they call you. They're hoping that someone will stand up on their agenda to help them push through this illegal agenda. They're grooming children, brother. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
They're not grooming children.
Yes, they are. That's exactly what they're doing.
You have nothing to cry about.
Hey, listen, you should be crying. Because you should see the statistics of crimes being committed against kids because of the state-run media. It was the government doing it. What these corporations are doing.
Do you ever protest a church about their child molestation?
I will answer that. Hey, guys, all for you. I am a national radio show host. I do it.
Well, I do radio.
Hey, guy, you asked me a question. Let me answer.
I listen to this.
What they don't. Go on with your bad self. See you later, then. I'm trying to answer your question. Are you going to let me answer it?
I get yelled at by this guy, too.
I got a megaphone, dude. The megaphone projects.
I didn't notice.
Oh, I'm louder because I'm trying to get to the people in the community. But here's the deal. What you're not listening to. I am. I'm the guy that's went around. I did the high school in Buffalo. I've done 365 high schools trying to wake up the nation of young people to how they're trying to make a parade of them right now. This is illegal throughout the United States. Do you not see what they're doing? If they can demoralize you, they can control you. That's what this whole objective is about. It's demoralizing people. And I just told this guy right over here,
this is just the beginning of the counter-protest. Then it gets hotter.
It's the media. It's the government that's doing this. Because they know that if they can overthrow us morally, they can enslave us and our kids. I'm not going to have that. I'm not going to roll over in the face of what's going on here. And speaking of the churches, I'm on the radio 6 days a week, dude, rebuking the apathy and the incompetence of what those people call when they call themselves It's not Christianity.
Would you give me a
wow.
big
cowards? I'm scared to go to the city.
No,
you are a
These are advocating for the crimes that they're guilty of.
I don't love any of you.
Yeah, we had it, folks. It got to the point where we had to literally just ban it because everything coming out of their mouth was F you this, F you that, you're lying. We showed them pictures of what they're advocating inside of Target. And regardless of what they were shown by us, they just kept refusing to see it. And again, I love the saying that if these people were transported to the sun, they wouldn't see it. And the reason being is because they didn't want to see it. And that's exactly what we were dealing with. Here it comes, folks. On the heels of all this, it's amazing that on the heels of this, first, before we get out there, after we announce we're going to do a protest at Target concerning their satanic merchandise that these sodomites said that did not exist, and of course that's all they had to do is walk in the store to see the pictures that we were showing them to show them, in fact, that's exactly what they were doing. Is promoting Satanism and child grooming. But it was interesting that the bomb threats came to Target across the country after we made the announcement that we were going to be doing that protest. And what followed shortly thereafter is this. The Target now is removing satanic pride items glorifying violence, but blames angry customers for being confrontational. Hey, folks, this is what I'm talking about. These people hate the law that condemns their crime. They're the accuser of their brethren. That's who their father is. John 8:44, Revelation 12:10. Read those scriptures. I'm not just throwing them out there, folks, because I'm trying to show you how bright I am. No, I'm holding to scripture, and I'm showing you that these people are, in fact, accusing the innocent for what the guilty are in fact, responsible for committing. And now look what they're doing, folks. Target, going back to Target here, they had a T-shirt. And it says homophobia headrest, and it is a guillotine with a heart on it. I'm not making this up. I don't think people understand when I say the correlation between the Third Reich and the SS and the masculine sodomites. They were picked by Adolf Hitler because they were willing to kill their own. This is happening in America, folks, and guess how they killed people back in the 30s and the 40s? Any political opposition that Adolf Hitler had, guess what they did? They guillotined them if they didn't strangle them, and if they didn't strangle them, they just shot them to death, or they tortured them to death. I know people think that's so far out there, but folks, it's not so far out there. It's, in fact, what is happening here in America today. And you better wake up to what's going on, because every step of the way, if we have been found in error somewhere in the last 20 years of being on the radio, then I'll be the first one to say we're done here. We're absolutely done. But every step of the way, we have held to the Word of God. We've been led by the Holy Spirit, foretelling the things that He shares with us, Romans 8:14, and also go over to 1 Corinthians 12. The giftings of the Spirit are still intact. But folks, you need to understand that this is what is happening today in America, and this is your last stand. What usually caves a country in before judgment falls? Isaiah 4:4 is abortion and sodomy. What are they trying to push now? 70 million babies murdered by your own government, and now your own government's advocating a propaganda agenda called sodomy in a Pride Month? Oh my goodness. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? It is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1. The list goes on. You get it. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Period. This whole gay agenda, abortion, so many fronts, friends, that the government is assuming authority. They have not the authority. They're operating outside of their scope of authority, which if you read the Constitution, you would see exactly what I'm talking about. And it is for the American people to not only impeach, but to prosecute these criminals, because criminals they are. And you can see what they're advocating, friends. Here, as a matter of fact, let me go back to this, because it's Pride Month. That's what they call it, right? Pride Month. By the way, pride is self-contending with God for preeminence. That's all it is. Pride is contending with God for preeminence. And it's exactly what Satan did in Isaiah 14. Read it. And what was the response from the Lord? It didn't fare well for the enemy of our souls, right? That Christ came to conquer and did when he said, "It is finished." Okay? And then gave his church power over the works of the enemy. Luke 10:19. I want to make clear everybody understands that's real Christianity. I wanted to highlight this. We're seeing this more and more. Notice who they have up in the higher ups in the networks. Longtime CNN producer hit with $15 million civil suit amid child trafficking case. CNN. Okay? MSNBC, one of these guys got busted some time ago. We highlighted that as well. They're all put into position, friends, for what they are, in fact, responsible for committing. Well, some will say, Bradley, it's really not a big deal. They're just leave them alone. Let them be. Well, the problem is they don't keep to themselves. Okay? They attack everybody and anybody that goes not along with the illegalities of their abominable agenda. Okay, and I'm not doing that. That's just not going to fly here. Read Jude 1:7. See what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. Folks, you're not playing with people that act lawfully. You're not playing with people that discern properly. I've been showing you the beginning of this week here, I highlighted a professor from Penn State who was busted having sex with his collie. And I knew this was coming. I knew this is prevalent among these people. And just the other day, on Wednesday, I highlighted a younger guy who was busted sodomizing his animals. And he was busted in doing so. There's no lines. This is why they're called reprobates. This is why it's an abominable lifestyle. What does the Bible say about those that lie with the beast? You're to put them to death. Yeah. I would think so. Common sense does come into play when it comes into a scenario such as that. Also wanted to show you what they're capable of doing to people. According to Blaze Media, Joseph McCannon, he highlighted an article and named it Police, Four Children Found Hidden in Bedroom Behind Drag Party Featuring Alcohol, Drugs, Sex Toys, and a Dead Man. Now, I've highlighted before, friends. Again, I'm just going to go ahead and highlight what it is that they want you to believe that they're proud of. Okay? And, of course, they don't want me sharing this information with you, but I'm not going to shut my mouth when it comes to their crimes and what they're advocating for and what they're guilty of. A week and a half ago, I highlighted the individual in Pennsylvania, the head of the drag queen. He dressed as a woman, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, that abomination was responsible for 25 counts of child pornography. Okay? And child pornography. But again, let's go back to this really quick. Four children found hidden in a bedroom behind drag party featuring alcohol, drugs, sex toys, and a dead man. Now, how is it that the government is behind this? Because the people tolerate the government to do this. This is less than 1.7% of the population that is responsible for these crimes. And yet, for some reason or another, I'm told they're on all the networks. I'm also being told that by Mark Dice that the network Fox News, it's I know, don't get frustrated, folks. I know it takes them about 15 years to catch up, but we get it. We've seen this with Fox News instantaneously as to what they're advocating for. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to show you this video. This is Mark Dice, and I think what he did here was good. I think he still has some things that he's left undone, and it always comes back to the Word of God, which he makes reference to, so I'm thankful for that. And that's why I'm going to play this piece for you really quick concerning what Fox News is now responsible for, but they've always been responsible for. Fox News, friends, is under the control of the Mockingbird CIA-controlled media just as much as MSNBC is. And this is what we've been telling you for a decade and a half here. Okay, now others are starting to catch on to it. And this is what I'm talking about. There's a difference between a preacher and a conservative. And the conservative of the day, they got to wait for, a decade and a half before they finally catch up to what's going on. And I'm not saying that to knock them down. It's just very aggravating for this ministry because we've seen this right away and people don't want to listen to it until it actually happens. That's the purpose of the gift of this ministry. Okay? Just wanted to make clear.
Fox News hosted a live town hall event last night with Donald Trump, but I didn't see it. I didn't even hear about it.
Donald Trump, nobody advocates for the gay agenda more than him. Remember, he's the one that called himself the gayest president in American history. Just so you know, I've been telling you that for years as well. And again, friends, look at this. Regardless of how many times you tell these people they get behind Trump, that is a worshiper. That is the definition of idolatry. Put it up against Acts 12:22.
Till after it was over, because I don't watch Fox News anymore. I switched over to Newsmax after they fired Tucker Carlson and was pleasantly surprised that it's a fantastic network with great...
See, what Mark doesn't realize here is Tucker Carlson is CIA-controlled as well, and most people haven't come to that. Just go ahead and mock me. Go ahead and laugh at me. Go ahead and take shots at me. Just give it a minute, and you could find out right now for yourself if you were willing to pull the curtain back on the history of who Tucker Carlson is. That guy's not worth $400 million, friends, because he's telling you what needs to be said in order to save this country. Nope. He is just another one, a controlled operative, distracting you from what needs to be done in this country.
Hosts, great guests, and you won't be subjected to content like this.
We are celebrating
this is Fox News
Plus Pride Month by highlighting the community's culture and history.
And on this Thursday morning, we learn about Billy Beane, the only openly gay former Major League Baseball player.
Who wanted to do some special things, Fox News.
The only one, the only Major League Baseball player to come forward. The only one. And for some reason or another, this month, they have to highlight that one person out of 329.5 million people. Why is it that the government's so set on doing this? And I'm talking about corrupt representation within the United States government, in the halls of government. Why? Because they want you to see who they are. See, that's why we call them useful idiots, like Lenin, Vladimir Lenin said. He was exactly right. They're being used to bring what? To upend the Constitution. They're being used as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution, right? So they can tear down the U.S. Constitution and recreate it in their own devilish image. That's what this is about. Our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people, Christian people, under the banner of the Christian faith. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other, said John Adams. And what are they advocating? The destruction of their own country. And if you look at these three show hosts, as a matter of fact, I was on Fox once, and I thought better of some of these show hosts. Look at that. They have no principles. They're just a bunch of parrots parroting whatever they're told. And then this goes across the country. Fox News is just as bad and always has been just as bad as MSNBC because they're all under the same control. And that's exactly my point in saying, look at how they create a right and a left. Again, it's a political language that's created to make lies sound truthful. And they're two wings to the same bird. And so are the politicians that are being thrown up to you as options. My goodness, Americans, let's watch this.
National correspondent Brian Yenis joins us now.
Listen to this. Look at these guys.
Highlighting gay culture, that's Fox News.
Yeah, okay, so that's Fox News for you. Mark Dice just wanted to tell you, look what Fox is doing now. And again, we tried to tell you this a long time ago, and now we're here, and now it's at our front door, and now how are we going to respond to it? Are we going to just sit there and name call, or are we going to deal with them lawfully? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update, the damaged portion of Philadelphia's I-95 has reopened today, despite earlier fears that the reopening would take months. Speaking on Fox News, Pennsylvania Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro says the completion was almost delayed by rain hitting the reconstructed concrete as it was drying.
We've had some rain showers here on and off for the last few days in Philly. And so we had the good folks at Pocono Raceway come down and bring their jet dryer, the thing they use to dry the track up at Pocono.
Investigators are continuing to search for any insight into how a catastrophic implosion killed all five passengers aboard the Titan submersive. The Coast Guard confirmed Thursday that a debris field had been found at the seafloor not far from the wreckage of the Titanic, where the deep sea vessel was headed to explore. Tim Berg, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to play a little more of this for you, just to show you, during what they call Pride Month, that Fox jumped on board right away. But again, people haven't been paying attention because they have been doing this for a long, long time. Talk to a public relations guy this last week on the East Coast, and he's wanting to get me out on some of these major networks. And in the process of doing so, he said, you know, Fox is one of the affiliates that he works with. He goes, there's nobody out there like you, Bradley. He goes, but if we present you as a moderate to these outlets, these conservative Christian outlets, as they call themselves, he said, they'll take you on. And he said, once you get there, he said, go ahead and say what you want to say. Isn't that interesting? They've always been sold to the American people as the conservative outlet. Yesterday's liberals, what is it that we didn't see? This has been up and coming for a long time, folks. Ever since I've been saved and ever since I've knew of Fox News, I've seen it right off the bat. If it wasn't for these outlets advocating for these illegal agendas, you wouldn't even know of it. Because there's not enough for them, enough of them to actually make themselves known without the help of these major outlets, as they call themselves. Remember when Sean Hannity got out there, guys, and just completely wrecked his whole career and did an interview trying to basically give Bruce Jenner a plug to become the next governor of the state of California, and Bruce sold himself as a woman, and he's named himself Caitlin, and Sean Hannity called him Caitlin throughout the duration of the whole interview. And what did we hear? We heard Bruce Jenner dressed as a woman telling us what we need to do and making it right. That's confusion by design, friends. And it's truly sick. And that confusion, again, we are owed that confusion. We are bringing it unto ourselves by not acknowledging the truth. Read Daniel 9:7. I want to show this one more piece to you from Fox News, and showing you how willing they are to go. Because what you're about ready to see, friends, defines the word blasphemy, to say the least. Check this out.
And courage.
Actually, it teaches us what kind of a network Fox News is. And stay tuned, because there's plenty more to come in this video. But real quick, subscribe to my channel for new
news. You guys get the point.
Obviously, you're not going to find news.
Mark's going to come back, and he's going to show you how a said woman.
And by the way, the Episcopal Church is a heretical denomination that obviously allows not only gay and lesbian and transgender priests, but they endorse abortion. The denomination literally endorses abortion. Obviously, they are a satanic church, but they do call themselves Christians, so just a heads up about the Episcopalians.
God has called me to be this authentic person who yes, I am a lesbian, and I'm also called to pastor, and I have the great privilege of being able to serve as an elected official.
Obviously, she never read the Bible, or most likely doesn't care what it says, because the Episcopal Church is an abomination, and it's not just in the Old Testament,
right.
Most people think, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 20, verse 13, but also the New Testament, Romans, chapter 1, verse 26 to 27, and 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 9 through 10. But it gets even worse, because Fox News is literally a sponsor for LA Pride.
Wow,
the
sponsor,
very
folks.
Organization that is organizing the Pride Night at Dodger Stadium, which is hosting the Drag Queen Nun group, the Sisters of Perpetual
Adult. Okay, now keep in mind that the nuns were literally on a crucifix, making sexual gyrations towards one another, on a demonstration, as they would call it, or displaying themselves in an abominable fashion. And yet there was the Dodgers actually sponsoring them to come in. But keep in mind, once they came in, there's 56,000 seats in that stadium. There was probably less than 100 people in that stadium. The people were outside the stadium protesting their idols. Read Jeremiah 11:13, because that's what it comes down to. But isn't it interesting that Fox News is actually the sponsor for those that are blaspheming the name of God? I also want to make clear one thing. It tells us in Isaiah 52:11, the Lord doesn't send unsanctified vessels. They can call themselves whatever they want to. And to be quite honest with you, friends, there's denominations right now that are holding to Scripture that are saying women will not be preachers in our denomination any longer. Why? Because that's what Scripture tells us to do. And I'm not doing that to woman bash in any sense of the word. I high-five the women that are out there doing what they're doing, and we stand with them. But when it comes to the Word of God, we're either going to obey it or we're going to disobey it. The Bible is clear that the woman was first deceived, not Adam, but it was Eve, okay? So we have to hold to the order of the Lord. The Father, the Son, right? Who is the head of all principality and power and might and dominion, and we're in Christ, and the woman falls in line with the man. Now, I'm not talking about our wives being those that we use as floor mats. No, I'm talking about the order that the Lord established. And if we do that, friends, we're not going to get off base. But for this woman to sit there and say that she's called to be a pastor, she is not called by the Holy Spirit to be a pastor, because the Holy Spirit is not going to contrast or stand in contradiction of what he inspired the writers to write down. Okay? And then to suggest that she's a lesbian, God already calls that an abomination. Read Romans 1:26 to the end of the chapter. And keep in mind, that's sandwiched in between justice and judgment. Okay? They're advocating what God condemns, period. Okay? We all know that. And we're seeing how far these corporations are willing to go in advocating their agenda. Do these people not realize how how they're being used? I mean, does it get to the point where these people are actually embarrassed? No, they're not. They're not. Here, let me show you their brazen forehead again. Look at this. A sodomite claimed he was set on fire in hate crime attack. This is brand new, the 22nd, which would have been yesterday. But cops say video shows him beating up pregnant women or woman who fought back with him. This is what people need to understand. These people have a long history of accusing other people for the crimes that they are guilty of committing. Again, the highlight, gay man claimed he was set on fire in hate crime attack. All crime is motivated by hate. But cops say video shows him beating up pregnant woman who fought back with flames. This is why it's so important to film everything that you do in the public eye. Wanted to show you this as well, friends. People are responding. Belarus to introduce chemical castration of pedophiles. Okay? In other words, they're not putting up with this. In certain provinces in Europe over there, friends, it's interesting. They're beginning to ban all of this because they're seeing the crimes that are being committed against the children. And it's also interesting to note the response from heaven is Exodus 22. The Lord would kill them. I didn't say it. It's what the Word of God says. Okay? Our laws, again, condemn these crimes. They're felons, and they go to jail for a long time if they make it a long time when they get to jail, because other felons won't put up with the crimes that they've committed against children. Also keep in mind, friends, with that, it tells us in Luke 17, 2, it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. And I want to tell you something, friends, what we're going to see, and we have been seeing it for some time, as I knew it was coming because you could see it coming sooner or later, and again, the mainstream media wants to silence what they want to silence because they don't want to encourage the masses. And what I'm talking about is fathers across this country are standing up on the behalf of their kids, and the response to those that are trying to make a prey out of their kids is not going well for them. Okay? There's my message to you. Okay? And don't sit there and show pity for the devil, friends. When you get to this point, the one that I just showed you lastly, friends, you have to feed that monster, and those people have crossed the line. Across the line. Just had a friend that works in law enforcement last week had told me, unsolicited, he had told me that while he worked in corrections, he said that he noticed that 97% of those that committed crimes against children, pedophiles or pederasts, he said 97% of those that commit crimes against children are repeat criminals. Recidivism. That means when they get out, they commit the crime again. They get out, they commit the crime again. That's not what Scripture teaches us. That's not a mercy to society. A mercy to society is the people to obey the Lord and keeping His commandments and bringing judgment upon the heads of those that are making a prey of the children. That's what our American law teaches, by the way. And that's why you have never, ever, one time seeing the governor respond to this state, the attorney general of this state, or in any other state where they're advocating this. Why? Because they don't have a lawful leg to stand on. And they know it. They don't want you to hear them say, I don't know. We're just doing it. You know what they're doing? Action speaks a lot louder than words. Their actions are speaking a lot louder than their words, friends, because they're shouting it in the face of the American people that this is what we're all about. And this is what we're going to do regardless if you like it or not. I want to show you a video here. A student kicked out of class for saying that there were two genders. This is overseas, but check it out.
Not very inclusive.
Can I finish my sentence, please? Not very inclusive. No, I'm sorry. What you were saying was not very inclusive. And this is an inclusive school.
Yeah. How was what I was saying?
Because I was saying that the problem with the website is that there are more than one gender in this country.
That's
in
Europe.
Now, okay, the teacher's saying you're not going to say that there's more than one gender
in the school. I think yours, which you're saying that there's no such thing as anyone other than male or female, is not inclusive.
There are just two genders. Depending on what gender
you're choosing to make an issue of this, because I said that
friends. He said the teacher that doesn't like the fact that the kid said there's two genders, he says he accuses of him of making an issue out of it, yet the teacher turns around and kicks him out of class. Oh, my goodness, that's a lawsuit. Oh, my goodness. And I'm not about all of that lawsuit stuff, but it's our only retort. And if that's our only retort, then that's how we're going to respond. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. We'll be right back. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our Patriot Fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, really quick, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of the page, there we are. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. 1-866-582-9933. Now, I named this show, I can't find that in the U.S. Constitution. Where is their authority coming from? Where are our said representatives, representatives assuming this authority? They're assuming it from the ignorance of the people. We all know this, okay? One of the things that I want to highlight is because I heard it during the break before the first segment of the show today. You guys all know Treasonous Joe. Okay, we've been told that he's committed the act of treason time and time again. Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, and he's still there. Now he's promoting this agenda, which is completely illegal. And case in point, this whole agenda has cost corporations $45 billion, I believe the number is. $45 billion. This means the American people are regurgitating this. I don't know why it took them so long. But the fact of the matter is, they are. But I want to go back to what I wanted to highlight real quick concerning Hunter Biden. We were told that he, you know, evaded $1 million of taxes. And yesterday, on Wednesday, I had shared with you that I had a friend in ministry who didn't pay taxes, because if you look at IRS Publication 557, churches are not required to pay taxes, just for the record. And it's a voluntary tax system. Go ahead and read it. Just go ahead and call me in and tell me you're right, Bradley, because I know I am. But he went to jail for 10 years. And what did Hunter Biden get for $1 million tax evasion scheme? Probation. You see, this is how they think that they're above the law. Gosh, people, do you not see the two? We're the peasants. They think that they're the hierarchy. They're the demigods. They rule the roost. They're above the law. They're a law unto themselves. No, they are not. No, they are not. They're the ones that are pushing pride, friends, right? Pride that made angels devils, right? They're the ones that are contending for the preeminence of the kingdom of God. It's never going to happen. That's my daddy. He's in control. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. We are. The Holy Ghost comes in and he kicks the hell out of us and he puts the heaven in us because of what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross and bleeding Calvary as a propitiation of our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Judgment upon the heads of the wicked. Amen. America, we need imprecatory prayers, period. Pray the way David prayed. Look at this. Two IRS whistleblowers. Two, not one. Doesn't the Bible say out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word? Yes. Two IRS whistleblowers just came forward and found that Hunter received $8.3 million from Ukraine, Romania, and China. Okay. As the said president of the United States of America is stealing your tax dollars to give to Ukraine, what they're doing is throwing money back under the table to American politicians. I just wanted to make clear that you all knew it wasn't the way that the mainstream media sold it to you. No, no, no. It was much more grievous and much more egregious. That's a better word. This, again, okay, so let's go to the next point here. Minnesota AG, as if to suggest that people in Minnesota re-elected this guy or elected him, is insane. Anybody that lives in the state knows it's not true. Law enforcement hates this man. He's an advocate for everything that's un-American. He's his worst own enemy. True. It's true. He's self-condemned. Okay? Call him whatever name that you want to call him. He is a child of the devil, period. Oh, and I didn't mince words there. I just wanted to make clear you all understood me. But isn't it interesting, going back to the first segment, that we hear about all these bomb threats going out to Target after we announced that we were going to do a protest? Okay? And then once the people began to respond, which they did that, I'm not giving myself credit for that, but I'm saying they were already doing that. And what's interesting, after our protest, the AG from Minnesota, Keith Ellison, is warning Targets about their obligations to the LGBTQ community. Remember I told you that we're in a fascist state? I'm curious. Can anybody help me out on this? Where did the AGs, I don't care if all 50 of them got together, where did they assume authority? Where did they get that authority to go to corporations in the United States of America to tell them what merchandise you better have in your stores? Can somebody help me with this? If this that defines fascism, government and corporations working together. Remember Benito Mussolini? Yeah, remember that guy? Yep, I remember him too. Keith Ellison and his fellow AGs penned a letter stating, "We urge Target to be mindful of its obligations under civil law, civil rights law, to cater to identity politics." Isn't that hypocritical every step of the way? Of course it is. Of course it is. But the people in this country are hypocrites too for tolerating this. Not one AG, not one governor, the president of the United States of America, not a one of them, one branch of the government, friends, has authority to tell anybody what they're supposed to have in their store. And yet the American people have relinquished it all and said, just go ahead, master, and tell us what we can do and what we can't do. According to your lawless edicts, because that's what they are. Now, what's crazy about all this is when you go into the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, isn't it interesting that it has, again, a picture of Moses awaiting the divine law? And it tells us on the threshold by John Locke, where the law ends, tyranny begins. He's talking about God's moral law. And when you walk outside of those courtroom chambers, guess what? You look up and it says, the people's safety is God's law. The people's safety is God's law. Wow. Isn't that something? This is the guy, by the way, that also put his hand on the Quran, which runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. I'm going to Tim Walz right now, swearing in, and I just want to see if old Timmy put his hand on the Bible as well, because I'm sure he did. I'm absolutely sure he did. Yeah, he did it, guys. He put his hand on that Bible. And isn't it interesting? I just want everybody to see this, because people still have not put two and two together yet. See there, if you're looking on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, he's swearing to God and man. Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23:23, the Lord will hold him accountable. Okay? He's swearing with his hand on the Bible that he'll uphold the laws. That's not what these criminals are doing. They're tearing down the law. They're tearing down the law. But again, let's go back to this, because again, my objective here is asking the American people and leaving it with a question on you, where did any AG, anybody in American government, receive authority to tell anyone what they're supposed to have in their stores? I want to know. We got Bob calling in from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have 2 minutes, Bob, and it's all yours, my friend.
Hey, Randy, I want to thank you so much. If I get the opportunity with an agenda item Tuesday, I'm going to go to Commissioner's Court, and I'm going to read Romans 1:24 through the end of the chapter for them permitting private use of our public square. And one other thing that I'm doing, and maybe I'm throwing too much out there, but I got constitutions from the NCCS, National Center for Constitution Studies, but it starts with the Declaration. So what I've done is I've laminated it, and I've put a QR code with a Matthew Trujillo talking about Blackstone and no human laws should be suffered to contradict these. Yep. So that brings the Bible into what, you know, our first law on page one of all the law books at the courthouse says, and reading Romans 1:24 through the end, you know, is part of God's law that cannot be contradicted. And so maybe I'll influence some other people to do something similar.
Well, amen. That's what we do, right? I mean, we lead the way, and people are either going to follow, or they're going to get out of the way, or they themselves are going to lead. So that's usually how it works, and I'm glad you're out there, brother. I really am.
Well, need more.
Amen. Thank you for the call, Bob. That's the end of the show. Love you guys by what we do here, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility.
Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.